And welcome to Rock, Paper, Swords, the historical action and adventure podcast. My name is Matthew Harvey.
And my name is Stephen A. McKay.
We're both best-selling historical fiction authors, and together we chat about all things historical and anything that could fall under the banner of action and adventure in books, film, TV, and games.
And we also talk about rock music from time to time.
We do. And we do more than just talk about it from time to time, too. Today is a quick bonus episode. We've got a couple of announcements to make. First, Stephen, over to you.
Yes, I've signed a three-book deal with Canelo, the publishers, for a series about King Alfred the Great. Ooh. So I've just finished the first one, the first draft of the first one, proofing that just now, and it's been really exciting to sign with a publisher. I've had other stuff with Amazon and Audible published, but this is the first series I've done, so hopefully it will be stuff in Waterstones and Barnes and Noble and things like that on the high street, which will be nice for me because I've never really had anything like that before, being self-published with practically everything, so I'm really excited about it.
Brilliant. Well, congratulations. I'm sure everyone listening will be excited, as I am, to read the finished product. And it's about King Alfred the Great.
Yeah. Yep.
You said it's a series. Do you know how many books there are in the series?
Well, I've signed for three books, and that'll be his life, basically.
Okay. Great.
But I mean, we never really discussed it or anything. But who knows? If it was to sell really well, I'd imagine we could move on because obviously Alfred had his son Edward, and you know, there's other things that happened after Alfred died that
could easily continue
on, and probably prologues and stuff like that, even. Prequels.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if they were to sell well, I'd imagine they would maybe want more, and I would maybe want to do more.
Yeah, Egbert, his grandfather, Wolf of Wessex is set in the time of Egbert, his grandfather, and there's lots of interesting stuff going on then.
Well, there's I was never, I don't know, I didn't know anything about that period until the editor, Kit, suggested writing about Alfred. And I said, well, let me get back to you, I'll have a look. And I started researching a wee bit about Alfred's life and the things that happened at that period. And I couldn't believe, actually, how exciting all the stuff was. It was happening at that time. It was unbelievable how many weird things happened that would make a really good story. So,
yeah.
Hopefully I can kind of push them all into this condensed kind of three-book series.
Well, I hope so. You better. You've been paid for it. You've got to do it.
Well, I'm sure I can push them all in. It's just whether it makes a good story or not, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's the first time that you've tackled like a real historical figure, isn't it, as well? Or at least as the main character.
Well, yeah. The funny thing is, obviously, with me being basically a Scotsman,
basically a Scotsman, or a basic Scotsman?
Both. my granddad was English, so I do have English blood in me.
Funnily enough, my grandmother was Scottish.
Well, there you go. That must there be you why go. We like each other.
That's it. Makes sense.
But, obviously, my first series was about Robin Hood.
Yep.
The greatest English hero ever, perhaps.
But he's a fictional character, right? He's not a real character, like a king or a queen or someone we know.
He probably was fictional or an amalgamation of characters.
Yeah.
And then I've done King Arthur as well and the Warrior Druid of Britain books.
Again, fictional.
Yeah, but it's
sorry,
funny.
There'll be people listening to this going, like, how dare you say these characters are fictional? Yeah, but it's widely agreed, I think, that for most people that Arthur and Robin Hood are similar. They're sort of mythic figures that may be amalgamations of others. You know, maybe someone existed, but they have certain things
about them that you have to fit into a story if you're going to write about them. You know, especially Robin Hood, certain things happen in that legend that you just have to keep in the books. And so I suppose it's the same with Alfred. Certain things
happen. You've got the burning of the cakes and certain victories over...
I don't think the burning of the cakes is probably as mythical as Robin Hood.
Well, I'm sure it is, but it's something that it's always appears, doesn't it? in the story.
I don't know if it'll appear in mine. I don't know. It's certainly not in the first book.
The famous series at the moment that everybody, or of the moment, maybe not in the moment right now, that everybody will know, or many people will know, is the Last Kingdom series by Bernard Cornwell, which of course Alfred is a tangential, well, he's a main figure in the first three or four, five books or so. I'm not sure how many, but he's sort of foil for Uhtred of Bebbanburg. So has that been a challenge?
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? Because obviously people will compare it to Cornwell, who is the master, which is a bit frightening. But no, my book's going to be nothing like that because it is centred around Alfred. He is the main character.
Yeah.
It's just trying to get into his headspace and the certain things that he had, you know, his ailment, his stomach ailment, his pills.
Very religious character, incredibly educated, and
He liked his books and stuff like that. But I think that what I found interesting about the Bernard Cornwell, the TV series anyway, was the cast a kind of smaller, slimmer guy as Alfred, whereas he was a warrior, you know. And so I've written the book as Alfred's a warrior to me. He's not called Alfred the Great because he liked sitting around reading books. You know, he wanted something and he took it. And to me, that he's as much a warrior as any of the other characters.
He was in the battles. I mean, it's not like nowadays where people send the troops to fight. I mean, he was there on the front line.
Exactly.
They had those battles against hundreds of Vikings getting hacked down and stuff. So
I found that, that was quite interesting. He didn't... Uhtred in Bernard's books was kind of the main character doing all the fighting, and Alfred was just at the back as a kind of side note to the fighting. And Uhtred even, I think he even steals one of Alfred's things, where Alfred's supposed to get into the camp of the enemy.
Uhtred does it instead.
So, you know, things like that. It's a really interesting life Alfred had, and I never realised it until I started researching it. So hopefully all that will come out in the books and it'll be an interesting series for people.
Great. Well, that's really... sounds great anyway. And I'm glad that it sounds like the first one's gone well and you're enjoying the process, because I mean, that's always a worry, isn't it?
You
pick up a new story and then halfway through you think, oh, this is terrible, but... I'm glad that you're enjoying
The hardest part has just been to stick to his life, and you know that you have to follow a chronology of events and try not to mess it up too much in certain things that happen. But I've really enjoyed writing it, so hopefully people enjoy reading it.
Great. Looking forward to it. So moving on from the details then, so when is it getting published?
Well, it's supposed to be January next year, 2024. Okay. And then the next one after book two is supposed to be, I don't know, it's a really short time after that. I think it's like 8 or 9 months after that.
So are you starting right now to write the second one? Are you going to go through and just write them and get them out of the way as quickly as you can?
I'll have to, because I've never had such a tight deadline for novels before. So I'm going to completely finish editing the first draft to my satisfaction, and then I'll send it to Canelo's editor, and then I think he'll probably... go over it, and I mean, I don't know, it's all new to me. You'll know better than me how this works, but I'll have to, as soon as this one's done, straight on to the next one, and again for the third book, as soon as it's done, move on to the next one.
Because I know at one point you were talking about maybe trying to like do one or two of these and then do a self-published one in the time, you know, in between. So whether that was something you might do.
Well, the fact that this is now my full-time job, so if there's no books coming out until these come out, that's basically more than a year without putting a new book out, and not really getting the earnings from that. As you know, your earnings spike when you put a new book out. So I won't have that unless I can self-publish something, but I really don't think I'm going to have time. But we'll wait and see. I mean, I'm obviously full-time doing this now. It's only taking me 6 months to write this first Alfred book. So if I can keep that pace up, or maybe even go faster, then
Yeah, I think it's a surprise when you get your head down in these books how quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, I was complaining to you before we started this recording that I was struggling to find the time to write the new book that I'm writing. I only started it like just, I don't know, 2 weeks ago or something. I'm already over 10,000 words.
Yeah.
So it's probably, I'm probably, you know, a tenth of the way through the novel. And I said to my wife, she said, oh, we're going away in April the other day. And I said, oh, I'll probably be, you know, halfway or two thirds of the way through the novel by then. And she said, what? She said, but how are you going to write that quickly? It's just because the words, once you sit down and you really get your head down, you know.
And if you're enjoying it, then it makes it so much easier. And that's the good sign, isn't it? If you were struggling and you were going slow, then you would probably start to think, oh, this must be bad. If I'm not enjoying it, nobody's going to enjoy reading it. So,
yeah.
We'll wait and see.
Best of luck. I'm looking forward to reading it. Best of luck for that. So, and I'm sure everybody else will be, and we'll obviously shout about it on the podcast when you've got a firm date and the pre-order up there, maybe a cover reveal, that
cover
sort of stuff.
Reveal and stuff. Yeah, the Canelo's covers are always really, really good. That was one reason I actually signed with them, because I'm quite happy being self-published. I do quite well at it.
Yeah.
But with Canelo, they can get the books in, as I say, Waterstones, Barnes & Noble, you know, the high street bookstores that I can't get in at the moment, and they do have such good covers, so... Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's really exciting for me.
Oh, it's great, and it's great to get that you know, a different perspective as well, and be.
Yeah.
And I think we've talked about this in the past, both with other writers and with each other, about the sort of feeling that somehow it gives you some sort of validation. You feel like, oh, even though you do really well at self-published, you want to sometimes have that validation.
There is a stigma still attached to self-publishing, no matter how many writers, like, say, Griff Hosker.
Yeah, LJ Ross.
Or LJ Ross, yeah. They can sell millions, literally millions of books by self-publishing. And they still, there is this kind of stigma attached to it. It's strange, but...
I think there's a stigma until you sell millions. Millions.
I
think
I suppose
you sell millions, at some point, people just have to shut up, right? But there's a stigma because lots of self-published authors are only selling 10 copies or none.
And there might be terrible.
And so and that's the stigma because, or even though some of the traditionally published books are going to be awful too, but I suppose there's a perception that there's some quality control. So, well done. Excellent.
Thanks very much, mate.
Looking forward to that. And moving on to the next thing then. So, mentioned in the build-up, we always say, oh, we sometimes talk about rock music. So what about our theme tune?
Yeah, we sometimes make rock music.
We sometimes make rock music. So if you haven't listened, people listening to this, if you haven't listened, we put out a bonus episode just the day before recording this. So just at the beginning of March, I think it must have been on the 1st of March, which is
today.
Yeah, so we put it out on the 1st of March, didn't we? The bonus episode.
No.
Oh, it came out today.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I think it came out yesterday. That's how fast my life is.
Well, I was still mixing it last night.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
So we put the car to see how it sounded.
This morning. Okay. Yeah. So this morning, Thursday, the 2nd of March, 2023, we unleashed onto an unsuspecting world the full, nearly 4 minute version of the theme tune to Rock, Paper, Swords, with me on vocals and all of the music by Stephen Mackay. And great fun it was too to do.
Yeah, it was, because we already had the chorus basically and the intro and the outro.
Yeah.
You know, basically everything was there apart from a middle section and some verses. So it was quite easy to do. It's always hard to find time, especially if you have to record. I think I recorded 5 actual rhythm guitar tracks. I ended up using 4, like 2 in the left channel, 2 in the right, and then a bass track. And, you know, all that's time-consuming, but it's not hard or anything. So, especially when the building blocks were already there. And then Matthew did his vocals. He just sent them to me, and I just stuck them in along with it and doubled them. And, yeah, it came out really good.
Yeah, so are you singing on there as well, or is it just
No. I doubled them. I just mean certain sections are yours. Yeah. You can hear me in one. The scream at the very end, I join in on the right channel. But everything, no, the vocals are all Matthew, apart from that one scream, and that was actually from the original guide vocal I sent to you months ago.
Right, yeah.
And I was screaming my head off, and I've just kept that in there because I'm quite proud of how high I managed to get. I don't know what the note is.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Yeah. No, it's fun to do. I mean, I've done a bit of stuff years ago. I did a thing called the Virtual Queen Project, which was all recording. We were doing it for charity. We were doing covers of Queen songs.
Brilliant.
And we were doing it virtually. So the guitarist was in the States.
Yeah.
The bass player was somewhere in Staffordshire or something. And I was down in Wiltshire. And we got a piano player playing from Spain who joined in at one point. So it was great. We had all these people from all over the world. And and another friend of mine from Sussex on guitar as well. And a couple of drummers got involved as well. So it was brilliant, really good fun. And that was like really original at the time. I don't think anybody really was doing that sort of stuff. So original that when we contacted Queen and said, we're doing this thing, Virtual Queen Project, we're going to raise money for the Mercury Phoenix Trust, which is Queen's AIDS charity. We said, you know, we'll do this, but can you waive the royalties on the songs? Because you've got to pay royalties for using the songs. Not only did they get back to us through their lawyers and say, no, you've got to pay the royalties, they said you can't use the name Virtual Queen either because we've trademarked it. And we went and looked and they trademarked it after we contacted them. so we had to change the name of it to VQP instead of the Virtual Queen Project. And we released a few songs and then we gave up in the end because it was so difficult to make any money out of it for the charity.
Uh-huh.
We ended up having to put our own money into it because we had to pay for the royalties.
Oh, that's terrible. Hopefully Brian May hears us and gets in touch and you can get it going again.
Well, you'd have loved it. I mean, because you could have got involved. It was the sort of thing because we could get anybody involved. And
that's a good thing about it. Yeah, so anybody can do it. So, I mean, that's how, you know, any historical fiction author that Giles Christian can add his vocals to a version of this or whatever, you know.
It was great. It was great fun. And this is the same, you know, recording remotely like this is hilarious. You know, it's great because you just send me the tracks and then with you screaming, you know, what you think the vocals should be, then you send me a track that's got no vocals on. I just stick it on Audacity, change the, you know, rejig my microphone so I could stand up, and then just out in my office. Belt it out. The neighbor's probably wondering what the hell is going on. I do a few takes and then send it back to you. And then you say, why don't you try one a bit more?
Yeah, a bit more aggressive, I think.
A bit more aggressive. Yeah. And I do that and then that's it. Bob's your uncle.
Yeah, it was good fun.
I was losing my voice after about half an hour.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
Not used to it.
Yeah. But it was really good fun. I'm quite pleased with how it came out.
Yeah, me too. So I think, if you haven't listened to it, go and listen to it. It's a very short 4-minute episode of the podcast. Give it a listen, bit of a laugh. We've got some good, you know, fun lyrics.
Yeah, silly lyrics.
And you can hear Stephen playing amazing tons of guitar, face-melting guitar solos for a couple of minutes at the end because he definitely likes his guitars. And yeah, maybe give us some suggestions for other songs you'd like us to write or do in the future. We should maybe do one every few months. We can do a song, and we're up for that. I think
definitely always happy. I'm always writing music, so if there's something we can do, I'll happily do it.
Yeah. So the last thing, moving on from that, then the last thing that we have to announce today is that we are hoping to start releasing episodes weekly from now on. We've been releasing every 2 weeks since we started last July. We do, normally the episodes are quite long, and when we get guests on, they tend to be easily an hour, sometimes over an hour. So there's a big gap in between. You know, we've done a few bonus episodes, but we've decided that we've got more content. We've got lots of guests lined up, and we've got other content that we want to add in as well. We want to talk to you about writing and publishing and historical fiction and all these different things that we were talking about before. We haven't done any of those episodes really since Christmas. We've been busy doing all these other things. And so we want to have a few opportunity to do some of the two of us discussing different things like we're doing today. So we're going to intersperse the guests and the interviews with episodes of me and Stephen doing our thing. And we also, everything we've read about podcasts seems to be that the more frequently you drop out content, the better for getting visibility and people, you know, staying tuned and subscribing and stuff. So let's see how it goes. They might not all be an hour long. We'll probably put out some shorter episodes, but we'll just see how it goes.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Got anything to add?
Yeah, I would say that they probably won't be an hour long. They'll be more like half an hour long.
Yeah.
So we'll still be doing the same amount of content, just over a kind of shorter period of time. Rather than 2 weeks, it'll be half an hour every 1 week.
But then with the recordings with the guests will be longer, won't they? So we'll still be putting out more content.
Yeah.
I mean, the guest thing, it feels like half an hour is not enough to get most out of most guests, I guess. So, but anyway, it's all flexible, isn't it? I mean, some of the bonus episodes or these new episodes that we record might end up being longer. Some might end up being 20 minutes long. Who knows?
Well,
we'll just see how it
this
goes.
This episode being a case in point, this was supposed to last for 5 minutes.
Yeah, and it's now been, what, 20 minutes or half an hour or something?
At least it's probably about half an hour.
So, well, on that note, let's wrap this up because this is supposed to be a quick bonus episode. So that's it for today's episode. We hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, please take a moment to leave a review on whatever platform you're listening on, and don't forget to subscribe.
Let us know if you have any questions or things you would like us to cover in future episodes. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/rockpaperswordspodcast, and Twitter @rock_swords. You can find out more about our books on matthewharfy.com and stephenamackay.com.
The theme music, as we've talked about, is written and performed and copyrighted by us. Until next time on Rock Paper Swords, it's goodbye from me, Matthew Harfy.
And it's goodbye from me, Stephen A. McKay.
And remember, whatever action and adventure you have going on in your life, be kind,
stay safe,
and happy reading. Doing?